Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Jean-Luc and I on Building Fortunes Radio. For those people listening in, it's a Friday night. It's 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side. And we are here every Friday at this time, whatever time zone it is, on Building Fortunes Radio to talk about whatever we want to talk about. So there's some people that might be listening in that might be relatively new. Jean-Luc and I started this radio show about 350 radio shows ago.
Tonight.
And we do this every single week that we can. And as a result of that, we talk about a lot of stuff. So we started talking about home-based businesses and network marketing companies and MLM and being an entrepreneur. And Jean-Luc is a gentleman who was a customer of ours, and then we kind of went into all different kinds of conversations about health, nutrition, politics, the globe, all these types of issues. And then we're here tonight to talk about finances and banking or whatever Jean-Luc wants to talk about. And to me, it doesn't matter what we talk about. I just get a chance to share 30 minutes with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. Now, you'll hear that one of us have a really distinct accent. And depending on whether you're listening from France or you're listening from somewhere else, might be him or me, I'm not sure. But what we do is as we talk about whatever we're going to talk about, and if Jean-Luc has any words that he says that I think need to be explained, like that he parks his boat by the dock, and it sounds like he parks his boat on a duck, I'll let you know. So I'll say, wait a minute, we got to slow down and kind of explain that a little bit to our people that might not understand. But we are here. We'll talk about whatever we're going to talk about with our good friend Jean-Luc, and thanks for being here. Oh, and by the way, I was just educating Jean-Luc a little bit because he has a sailboat, and he's over in California. And the waters in California are way different than over here on the waters on the Atlantic Ocean where I am. So it's just a way different and way different. And recently we had for the very first time ever a killer whale be beached on the shores where I live. So if you go to Flagler Beach and killer whale and look for a picture, actually see something. Wow. I had no idea that they were here. And one of my daughter's friends were one of the rescue workers that kind of helped get it off the beach. Now, by the way, it died. So, you know, who knows what happened. But the reality is that I did not know that killer whales were this far south. And I always thought they were kind of like up near the ice, you know, seals and walruses and all that sort of stuff. But just recently I was educating Jean-Luc like 5 minutes ago that the killer whales, which I thought were human friends mostly, have been attacking boats, specifically a sailboat, a French sailboat, no less, in the water somewhere near Spain. And the scientists are kind of puzzled on why they're actually attacking boats. I mean, they're attacking and sinking boats like Moby Dick, but in real life, as opposed to Free Willy, as opposed to the movie Free Willy, which I've never seen, but I've seen the one picture of, you know, Free Willy. So the idea of killer whales and all that sort of stuff is some of the things that I was just educating Jean-Luc about. But we're going to talk a little bit about something that's probably even more important to you if you're listening in. But the first thing I want to do is say, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I don't know the name killer well because except that, I don't. Ball is killing for the pleasure, you know. They kill right. for food. They kill to protect them. Can be a lion. Do you have another name for this animal?
Well, they call it orca. Orca?
Orca, yes. I prefer this name because killer whale, I don't think, is a good name. And orca, right. Yeah. In French, we say an orc. Orc. Not, right. Not car. Orc. And okay. Orca. And maybe they were defending the, if you have a group and you have a boat in the middle, maybe they were defending, because it's pretty rare to have animals just killing for the pleasure. Like I said, they kill for food, they kill to defend themselves, they kill especially when they have babies or smaller, say, smaller animals around to protect. But for the pleasure, only humans do that.
Right. Okay. Well, mammals.
For trophy.
Unless you're a cat. Cats will do that. Cats will kill.
Huh?
Cats.
What?
They'll kill. They'll bring it home. So they do it for, I guess, whatever. But anyway, let's not talk about orcs or cats or killing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about financial killing. The financial destruction.
About, yeah, financial killing. Yeah, exactly. I think it's good to say that. The financial killing. You know Credit Suisse?
Yes.
Credit
I'm familiar
Suisse
with
was,
big bank.
Big bank is a small to sell, because Credit Suisse was one of the biggest banks in Europe. Europe, you have more people than U.S. Huh? You have 400 million, 450 million people. And Credit Suisse was one, but if not the one, was one of the biggest bank in Europe. And on Monday, 12 of June, UBS, another Swiss bank, by Credit Suisse, because after 167 years of independence, Credit Suisse now have been bought by UBS.
Wow.
And because they make some very bad move. They buy some loans. They make investment on fund with a long period, 20 years, 30 years, but when people like the Fed increase the rate like this, if you buy some fund with 1 and 2% return, and now the fund give 3 to 5%, nobody will buy it, and people buy investment bond, which is shorter term to make more money. But UBS bought it with the approval of the Swiss government, you know. And now this is the biggest deal since 2008. And now these combined banks, the UBS plus Credit Suisse, will oversee $5 trillion of assets. Okay. And like I said, Credit Suisse was 167 years old. UBS share go up, okay, and almost 1%, and the value of the bank is now 64 billion Swiss franc. Swiss franc is more than a dollar, meaning 64 billion of Swiss franc is $70 billion. And they employ 120,000 people worldwide. And even for the good deal UBS have made, they say now they will cut jobs to reduce the cost. On one side, you can understand this, because you don't need to double each post and have too much, too many employees doing nothing, you know. And this has been happened on March, 19 March of 23. And UBS agreed to buy Credit Suisse for, you know the number, Peter, 3 billion Swiss franc.
$3 billion Swiss dollars?
Yeah, or meaning five. And buy the 3 billion. And they also negotiate $5 billion in loss. And
wow.
on Friday, what, last week, I think it was last week, or two weeks ago, UBS finalized the agreement. The condition that they have a public backup for the loss for 9 billion Swiss francs.
Wow.
What's the deal? Well, and now is not only Switzerland lose to study a predictable investment destination, you say, now is not because it's Switzerland is safe, and also the bank, because of this problem, the taxpayer pay again to create this huge and monster bank. And too big to fail, and even in Switzerland, they don't exist anymore.
Well,
even the state bailout didn't exist anymore because they bail out for $9 million, see? And the public pay for that.
Well, I don't know that much about banking in Europe, but I do.
Just stand here, Peter. He's part of all these banks.
They're all crooked. They're all crooked.
I think I was reading, I was listening to someone on the investment side. He said you have something like 770 banks here in the U.S. who are at risk. 770.
Well,
I think we together, we have done something, two, 3 months ago. How many banks does he have in this country? I think it was 5,000, something close to this.
Yeah. Right.
Now, UBS, the balance sheet of UBS is roughly two times the Swiss economy, just the bank.
Well, I have not too much comment positively about banks or bankers because they just play a lot of games behind the scenes and they manipulate a lot of things. So
yes.
I don't know where the manipulation is coming from in this example, but.
Peter, will you not be happy to do like a bank and say you have a bank account and they take you $10 every month as a fee? It will be great if you can do this with your customer and say, hey guys, as a fee because you are my customer, I take you $10 or $15 every month.
Right.
Only bank does that. And after when you let the money, they give you on a saving account, they give you 0.0. See, you already have double zero. One is not enough. It's not 0.01%.
Right.
Or 2%. Now you understand why many people cryptocurrency, because at least in cryptocurrency you can make between 4 or 5% or up to 12 or 15%, depending on where you put your money.
Right. Well, that's what they say. So the whole concept behind the banking industry has always perplexed me because, a lot of people don't realize how banks work, and they don't even really need to have the deposit. They don't really need, like, for instance, if you put in $100 as a deposit or $100,000 or whatever the number might be, the banks can lend against that 10 times or 100 times. So it's crazy. They lend out money that doesn't exist. They create it with somebody else's signature.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I said, I want to be a bank. Like, why can't I be a bank? Why can't I have those same rules? I think I'd be able to manage my money better or maybe close to better. So why can't I do that? Why can't anybody else do that? Why can't just a bank do that? So it's crazy the privileges they have, and then to deal with all these bankers and the exorbitant fees that they pay themselves, you know, the salaries of these bankers. I've heard, you know, most wars are bankster wars, you know. So the reality is I've never really held being a banker in a very high regard on the social scale, although financially they just do crazy stuff. You know,
and the bank what we call the Fed here, is printed trillion and trillion and trillion of dollars from, you know, how much does it cost to print $100 bill?
No, but I'm going to probably say probably less than a dime.
Yes, less than a dime. It costs 2.5 cents.
Wow. And they don't even need to print them anymore. They don't even need to print them anymore. Most of them just move in digits on a computer screen.
No, but they, when they want to have all this $300 they send to Afghanistan or Iran or all of this, they need to print and brand new. Have you seen this video on YouTube? When they have pallets, $100 bills left in Afghanistan. And on the Barack Obama, I have the pictures of boxes and boxes because Barack Obama gave $1.2 billion to Iran.
And
one of the guys from the secret French secret police was on was at this time in Iran. And he said, guy, I saw the boxes arrive, they opened the box, and it was full of $100 bills, brand new, just print, brand new. Because people, they push on us the know your customer, you see, for the traffic of money and lottery money and all of this. But you have the number one, organization or people who lottery the money is the government. See? Ask Joe Biden, ask Obama, all of this. And after they put their crime on us and they want to control us for that, for what they are doing as bad as to lottery the money or have kickback. Recently we heard Joe have five million kickback. Him and son something. 10 million kickback from the Burisma.
Yeah, millions. Whether it's probably more than that, because these are the only ones they're telling us
about. Oh, yeah. This is one shot you have been cut, but you have more than that because you live on this. And you receive from Ukraine, you receive from China, you receive from different other country or other company receive a kickback like this, you know. But like I said many times, at my age, I think I opened my first bank account when I was 18 years old, and I am not 18 years old anymore. Maybe I have, it was 50 years of that, maybe more. Yeah, okay. And during this during all my life, I never had someone who take the money in my pocket. When I have money in my pocket, and I always have money in my pocket, nobody take it. Nobody, during all my life, during these 70 years, nobody has come to stole my money inside my pocket, you know. But the bank all the time start to want to steal to steal your money on your bank account.
So true.
Why do we need to pay to have a bank account? This is not normal. And people have the habit, especially in this country, and say, yeah, but no, it's not normal, guys. Pay me. If you are my customer, you need to pay me to have the privilege to be my customer. What does this mean? And this is not normal.
Right. Well, I mean, I understand fees for services. So, you know, banks have buildings, employees, they deal with certain...
Peter, what is the services they give you just to open your bank account and you take $10 every month? What is the service? Okay, you have no services like this. If you are my customer, okay, I open your account and everything and I sell you a product and you need to pay me. Because you are my customers to have the privilege to be my customers. No, and on the other side, they make billion and billion per quarter. How much Wells Fargo, Chase, and Citibank, all these banks make $1 billion every month. They have enough. They play with my money. They need to give me interest on my money. They give me nothing, and they steal money every month.
Well, I can. If you're looking at it from only that side, I would say I understand. Just to counter-argue that just a little bit, banks themselves are fraudsters that get scammed. So it's scammers who get scammed with scammers who are scamming scammers, and sometimes they get scammed. So there are some times where bankers or banks have to absorb the amount of fraud that might happen that they can't recover. So therefore, banks do have serious expenses. So besides people, they have fraud expenses, security expenses, all those types of things. So for me, paying the $10 per month transaction fee to basically be account holder, expecting someone to be able to reasonably answer a question when I needed to, house my money, have ATMs all over the world, blah, 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 I'm okay with that. Let me share with you what I'm not okay with. $35 for insufficient funds fee. That I think is out of this world. They charge $35 to me for a chargeback. So I'll just use one example. I had a customer who I've never spoken to. He ordered on his own. He ordered a $99 monthly order. And 3 months later, I got a chargeback. And so that's three at $99 each. And the reasons why he charged back, it said something like absentee card or no card present. And what I think it is he didn't realize the name of my company on his credit card, although we show it all over the place and it's on all the receipts and everything else like that. I think that might have been the case. What frosts me, besides the $99 commissions that I have to pay back on as well and loss of the product and everything else, they charged me $35 three separate times.
Yeah.
So it cost me the commissions that I lose that I might not be able to recover from my sales rep, the products, if they were physical products, that I would have lost. Mine were virtual, so it wasn't as much as far as my cost of goods. But what really frosts me is the idea that I was guilty first, meaning they gave him back his money and charged me the three times 99, plus on my next statement I'll be charged $105. Those, to me, are predatory banking practices and predatory fees. So the $10 a month is my least of the complaints relative to the predatory practices of the banking industry. Whereas me, the merchant, I get charged as if I'm guilty. I didn't go online. I didn't push the buttons on his computer. I didn't order from, you know, my website. These are all things that he did. I didn't push the monthly versus the one-time option. And if it happened to me a lot, that would really be bothersome, as well as maybe even put me out of business. Thank goodness it doesn't happen to me a lot. But that it happens at all is really pissing me off. And then
have you talked to the customer? Have you talked with the customer?
No, I called the customer. He never called me back. And I could chase it down.
I think you have done this in purpose.
I could chase him down. I could do all that sort of stuff. But the reality is that because I don't have a credit card swipe, meaning he didn't come into my store, physically swipe his credit card, because he says credit card wasn't present, the credit card companies give him back his money first. I can fight it, but it'll take me 2 or 3 hours to write the documentation. They might temporarily give me the money back. Then they'll come back and say, I didn't have a swiped card, so you're shit out of luck. SOL, we call it in America. I don't know what they call it in French. We call it shit out of luck. So,
c'est dans la merde.
Yeah, there we go. So that's the predatory banking practices that I have a problem with as a merchant. So I don't mind paying the $10 per month based on all the things that we would mention.
They don't agree to pay any fee to the bank because first When something like this happens, the first thing the bank need to do is to contact you and say, "Hey, what happened here?" And
for
the
sure.
bank normally need to be the partner of a business, you know, because they make more money with a business than with regular people who just have a checking account and that's it. And they need to be your partner, and as your partner, they need to call you and say, "Hey, well, what happened with this guy?" But I completely agree with you. All of this is the same thing. If you have a check and someone gives you a check and the check bounces, not only you don't have the money from the check, but they make you to pay $35 as a fee because the check bounces. This is not only you don't have the money, but you lose your own money because the bank take you some fee. And on the other side, Peter, you need to check every bank, check your bank, what is the benefits they have made the last quarter, even of this year. Even during the pandemic, is the same thing. They make billion and billion of dollars because when you let the money, when you do all of this, and they make billion of dollars in every month. Okay. Before the bank, when I opened my first bank account in France or even here, remember Washington Mutual, you have no fees. Some bank can go with no fees. And I read something recently, but I have not dig about this. I think Schwab now offer a checking account with no fee. I need to do deep on this and to check exactly what they offer, and maybe another time we speak about this. But this year, it could be 20 to 35%, you know, the stock market crash, because even Deutsche Bank in Germany, Deutsche Bank is a number one bank in Germany and one of the biggest banks in Europe. They say the losses, they bottom at 1.7% during the pandemic, okay? But now the losses with this bank now is 4%. And they say we are going to a recession, and they call almost the near 100% probability we are going to a recession, and this is because the loan losses. Okay? Loan losses have tripled compared to it was before. And before it was 4%, and now it will go to 11% or maybe 12%. And the company
right.
who needs to refinance their debt, okay, many in this country, example, the 25% of the any industry, the economy works with a debt, 25%. And all these companies, what do they do when they have a debt? The debt arrives at terms, and they refinance. But now, because the rate is going up, and maybe it will continue to go up, I will not be surprised if, since starting now to the end of this year, if we have another maybe 50 points, maybe 100 points increase on the interest rate, you know. And now when this company needs to refinance, they refinance 2 to 3 to 4 times with a higher rate, 3 to 4 times the higher rate they have before. Now, you can see that 20% of this company will die because the money they make, they even cannot pay the interest of the debt. It's like the government. You know, the government cannot pay the interest of the debt with taxpayers. Your tax income didn't pay the interest of the debt this country, the U.S. government, owns. If you look at the bankruptcy, okay, during the pandemic, 2022 was a free money. You remember they was giving money like this to everyone. Between January, February, March, April, and May, we have roughly between 20, 25 bankruptcy every month for a total of 138 bankruptcy for these 5 months. This year, you have more than 50 a month for a total of 286 a month, more than double. This year, you have more bankruptcy than last year. And this is just for the SP Global Credit Rated Company. This company, you see the one well-known S&P, and this company are only 8,000 companies in the entire world. Now, you have hundreds of private companies who are filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy each month. I talk about this here in this country, in the U.S., okay? And the big problem with this is the commercial real estate. Remember, I think it was last week or the week before, we talked about how many millions of square feet in San Francisco in commercial real estate surface.
Right.
I think it was 18 what? I have this here, 18.4 million square feet, okay, office space, empty office space, just in San Francisco. Yeah. And the commercial real estate, estimate to generate $100 billion in bank losses. And 80 billion of this 120 billion will be by the regional bank. The credit is drying up. The Fed said 25% of the economy run on credit. And the hell is coming because the credit losses. Because when the real estate go bad and commercial real estate go bad, during the pandemic, many people have been working from home, and I know that firsthand because my son was working on the office before, and now he work at home. Meaning, this company, the company they work or the company they was work for, now they don't need all this extra space they pay for. This is one thing. The other thing, like San Francisco, Seattle, and many other cities, okay, because they have crime. You remember we talked last week about how many retailers, big retailers like Whole Foods, like Walmart, like many of these companies, or Macy's, many of these companies are closing stores in many cities. Why? Because they are unsafe. You add all of this, and we'll have a big crisis coming.
Yeah, well, how do you say when they, you know, I'm going to blame it on Donald Trump. So all this is Donald Trump's fault.
For that, maybe they need to put 100 more years for him.
It's all his fault. Because if it wasn't for Donald Trump, we would have just continued the corruptness of having, you know, Hillary Clinton would have been president for 8 years, and we have been completely corrupt. But because Donald Trump was trying to do it the right way, he really fucked things up. They had to come up with a worldwide epidemic. They had to decide that people have to work from home. Nobody's going to be able to go to any businesses. They had to destroy small businesses. They had to do everything. They had to really mess it up. Scorched earth, they might call it.
You were talking about the company who deleted how many emails, you say?
Oh, and, you know, the integrity of the banking industry, JP Morgan Chase.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, they own Chase now too. So now it's JP Morgan Chase decided that they were going to archive their emails for storage purposes because it's really important that you save these. And they lost 47 million emails were accidentally deleted. It's like, oops. And as a result of that, because there were so many, of course, banking records are subpoenaed every day, And
I have a question.
Yes.
Did they hire Hillary Clinton?
No, they didn't hire Hillary Clinton. But I think a lot of those emails.
She's a pro.
I know. Yeah, she bleached them. Yeah, so she could probably do it. There we are on Hillary's servers. But do you know, the reality is, do you know how difficult it would be to accidentally delete 47 million emails? And they were fined, now get ready, they were fined $4 million. $4 million for deleting evidence I think it was mostly from the year 2018, which by coincidence had a lot to do with Jeffrey Epstein and the way they were laundering the money with Jeffrey Epstein and a whole bunch of other things going on in 2018. But as a result of that, $4 million fine.
They pay this $4 million with the money they take from you every month.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And even paying this $4 million, they will make billions of dollars in benefits.
Yeah. I mean, the $4 million amount is ridiculous because of the amount of, you know, stuff that they're able to now avoid, suppress, deny is crazy. Yeah, they're all corrupt. So everybody knows this. They big buildings, pretty buildings, huge bonuses, and they're all corrupt. So between pharmacy,
they act like Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely, just like her. Yep. But on yep. They make Hillary Clinton look like a saint. So having said that, Jean-Luc, we're done with our radio show. Believe it or not, 350. 350 radio shows.
350 tonight. Yeah, exactly.
Yay. Mm-hmm. All right. And the summer began.
We need to celebrate.
Yep, summer began. So we're on our way. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show. And we will see everybody next week. And bonsoir, Jean-Luc.
Bonsoir. La semaine prochaine.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio.
I cut you off. What were you going to say?
I said, à la semaine prochaine. See you next week.
Oh, okay, good. We'll see you next week. Bon nuit.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.